感谢主。谢谢 Mary 姐妹带领我们敬拜。
Thank Mary。
就像 Mary 姐妹刚才讲的，我们来到这里都是因着爱主。
Just said we come here because we love our Lord。
这是最主要的原因。
This is the most important。
今天呢，神把一个信息放在我的心里。
Today, God put a message in my heart。
这个信息是我最不喜欢讲的。
This message actually I didn't like.
但是我接着在等候主的时候呢。主可能在特定的时候要我们必须要讲特殊的信息。
When we wait upon the Lord, God will give us a very special message.
所以我还是一直等候主，说主啊，你是不是让我讲这样的信息？
So I've been waiting and waiting. I've been asking Lord.
我觉得主要我来讲这样的信息，而且可能要不断的讲。
He wants me to share this message. We have to.
那我们再次的回到马太福音第七章。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 7.
第七章，我们再次
chapter 7,
从第七节读到二十三节。
From verse 7 to 23.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask will be given, and if you knock, the door will be opened for you.
因为方祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
Those who ask will be given.Those who knock, the door will be opened.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，方给他石头呢？
Those who, any of you that you ask, and the, 对不起，再是给。Which of you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
求鱼，方给他蛇呢？
Asking for fish will be given a snake.
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Though you are evil, you know how to give good things to your children. Let alone our Father in heaven, He will give you the best gifts. 谢谢。
所以无论合适，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。
So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you.
因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
But this sums up the law and the prophets.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，就是也是大的，进去的人也多。
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate.And the broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
The small is the gate and narrow the road.
你们要防备假先知。
And only a few find.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
Watch out the false prophets. They come to you.In sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are voracious wolves.
凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？蒺藜里岂能摘无花果呢？
By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles?
这样，方好树结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
Likewise.Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit.
好树不能结坏果子，坏树也不能结好果子。
A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit.
方不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。
Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire.
所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。
Thus by their fruit you will recognize them.
方称呼我主啊主啊的人不能渡进天国。
Not everyone who says to me Lord Lord would enter the kingdom of heaven.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
但那日必有许多人对我说主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名赶鬼奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me on the day Lord Lord,They will not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles.
我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
那这里讲到呢，主耶稣让我们要防备假先知。
Here the Lord warned us of the false prophets.
当然，我们讲到假先知的时候呢，我们不是看看左右是不是谁是假先知。
When we talk about false prophets, we don't look at one another if any of you are.
我们讲这些信息的时候呢，我们都是在耶稣基督这个救赎的大光里面、大能里面，我们来讲。
When we share this message, we are sharing this in the context of the bright light of the salvation in the Lord.
那我们要清楚地知道呢，我们的主是爱我们的。
We must know clearly that the Lord loves us.
我们要清楚地知道我们是被救赎的神的儿女。
We should know clearly that we are children saved by God.
那我们作为重生的基督徒，我们也相信我们是神的儿女。
As a children who has this birth, we must believe that.
在这样一种亮光里面呢，我们靠着神的灵来要有一个分辨。
In this light, we have an eye that can discern.
因为现在是灾难起头，我相信这是灾难起头的日子，要慢慢的进入大灾难。
At the beginning of the tribulation, now is at the beginning. We know we are going to enter into.
就像主耶稣所讲呢，在马太福音24章所讲呢，就是说有因着不法的事增多呢，人的爱心就渐渐的冷淡。
And as the Lord says in Matthew chapter 24, because many things that is unlawful happens, and many people they will get cold in love.
而且讲到呢，教会里面呢，人会出卖弟兄。
And he also said, and in church, people will betray the brothers.
也讲到假先知会兴起，会行大奇事。
And many prophets, false prophets, they will perform miracles.
倘若能行，连选民也就欺骗了。
If they could really perform the miracles, and many chosen will be deceived.
那就倘若能行，就是选民也会被欺骗。
If possible，
那也就是说，撒旦这个兴起假先知的目的呢，就是要欺骗选民。
But for those prophets and the false prophets, the purpose is to deceive the chosen.
那 if possible 就是有没有可能呢？这个决定于谁呢
？Is it possible? Who make the decision?
那不同的神学可能说，这个基督的重生，基督不可能被撒旦来欺骗。
And many theories in the theologies, they may say it is impossible for the elected to be deceived.
因为耶稣会负责到底。
Because the Lord, our Lord Jesus, He will stand to the end for us.
那另外一个学派的人说呢，哦，他会被欺骗，因为他们自己有责任。
And the other denomination, they said, it is possible because they chose to be deceived.
那因为神给了人自由选择的意志。
When the Lord gave us this free will.
那究竟能不能被欺骗呢？我相信这个不是我们讨论的重点，重点是我们怎么样来防备不被欺骗。
It is not important that whether you will be deceived, but The important thing is that we must prepare so that we will not be deceived.
那所以呢，我们必须要来预备我们自己，因为在将来的日子里面，好多的事情会发生呢。撒旦有一个目的，目的就是把我们引离这个生命的道路。
In the coming days, we need to prepare ourselves because the Satan, the enemy, is trying to deceive us so that we will be led astray.
因为好多的事情发生，人就不知道向东还是向西，向左向右。好多的事情发生，人不知道要抓这个还是抓那个。
And many things that happen in your life, you don't know whether you should go east or west or north or south, but you don't know which one you can hold on.
包括我自己，我就是天天在生命里面有一些事情在发生。
I myself also struggle a lot every day for many things.
上个星期一个房子漏雨，漏到房客奶奶去，我赶紧的修上面的阳台。
Last week, there's a leak in my house. I have to take off the balcony.
前天一个 Hope 的一个房子屋顶被借掉。
And the day before yesterday, and because of the windstorm, and the roof of the house has been taken out.
好好，原来的物主呢，因为他没有钱，就是旧屋顶上搭一个新屋顶，旧屋顶可能还起点作用。
And it's a good thing that the old landlord, he actually made an, the roof is double, right?
Yeah, double.
So, one of them is taken out, the other one is still remain. So,
所以下面就是说这些事情来的时候你就觉得哦、oh, boy
so when things happen you will like、oh.
那这都是我觉得可能生命里面我想对一些人是大事对另外一些人可能是小事
so your life for some people maybe it's a small thing but for you it's important
我想呢对有些地方的人这是不足挂齿的今天如果是生在乌克兰这些事情屋顶被风吹了不算什么的
but for some like those people who live in now, probably for them, these things in our lives, it's just a little thing.
但是呢，神通过这些小事情会来预备我们。
But God prepares us through these little things.
那在这个基督徒行走天路的过程里面呢，就是要一直不断的来追求主，而且我们不能偏离左右。
In our journey, we need to continue seeking our Lord. Do not go left or right.
在这个英国历史上有位作家叫做邦彦啊，他写了《天路历程》这个《天路历程》的书呢也有中文的在国内其实好多人也读过
In British history there was a man called 邦彦我忘记他们是邦彦 John Bunyan and he has a book called Pilgrim's Progress. Yeah. Yes, that book.
那他的这个书里面主要写的就是在基督徒行走的道路上呢，有各种的欺骗和诱惑。
He talked about a lot of deceptions in a Christian's life in his journey.
有的人选择了最后选择了这样的道路，有的人选择了那样的道路。
Some choose this way, some choose the other.
那他自己呢？因着当时我们叫做这个清教徒啊，新教出来呢，受到天主教极大的迫害。
And he himself, because as a pilgrim, he was persecuted.
他是一个牧师，但是呢，被多次下在监狱里面。
He was a pastor, but he was been put in jail for many times.
他在年老的时候，他说他一想到最心酸的呢，是他有一个。瞎眼的一个女儿，一个女儿是眼睛全瞎的，她没有办法来照顾这个女儿。
And in his old days, when he was old, and one thing he really regret that there was a blind girl he could not take care of her.
但是他一直不断的就是说在紧紧的来跟随主。
But he has been following the Lord all the way.
那我们讲到呢，所以我们在这个路上，我们要。不断的来这个来亲近主，但是呢，因为我们是不一每一个人不是孤立的。
Now, Lord, we need to come to in our way, we in our journey, we need to come to the Lord closely, but everyone is could be different.
因为我们大部分的人都要听教导。
Most of us, we need to listen to the teaching.
即使很亲近的人，他也是要听别人的教导。
Though you're very close to the Lord, you still need to listen to the teaching.
所以神的话来教导人的人呢，在广义上来讲呢，都是一个先知。
So for those who teach with God's word, they are to some, in some way, you are a prophet.
那作为我们呢，自己呢就很重要的，我们不要成为假先知，因为这个圣经里面讲得很清楚，将来神也不认的。
So we ourselves should be careful. We should not be a false prophet.
但是另一方面来讲呢，我们要认得假先知和真先知。
But on the other hand, we need to recognize those false prophets.
因为我们不能被欺骗。
We should not be deceived.
那这个真假先知和教训呢，我分三种情况。
So true prophets and false prophets and those teachers, I look at in different three ways.
那这三种情况呢，不一定今天全讲，我们先简略的讲三种情况。
So we will talk about it and briefly today.
第一种情况呢，就是他认得耶稣是他的主。
So for the first kind, they know the Lord is Jesus is their Lord.
他也认得耶稣的名。
They know his name.
但是呢，他不是为了主，也不是为了羊，是为了自己而来的。
But they work not for the Lord, not for the Lamb, but for himself.
所以在这种情况下呢，他的肉体被撒旦利用。
So the flesh will be tested.
这里就像主耶稣在这里讲的这种情况，就是这种情况。
As Jesus, that's what Jesus said here.
那第二种情况呢，就是他根本不认耶稣为主，为主。
But the second kind is that they don't really work for the Lord.
但是他有时候可能会用耶稣的名。
But sometimes they may use the name of Jesus.
他将来去天国不去，他也知道他不会去耶稣那边，他也不相信有耶稣的救赎和天国。
They know they will not enter the kingdom of heaven. They don't really.
但是呢，他要用耶稣的名，或者需要的时候，他用耶稣的名或者其他宗教的名，要达到他的目的。
When they need the name of Jesus, they use it for their own purpose.
那将来敌基督来临的时候，可能是这种人。
So when the Lord comes, probably
敌基督
or Antichrist. When the Antichrist came, probably these people would be those kind.
但是我们也不太，我也不是太清楚。
But I'm not very sure about that, though.
因为这些一讲到关于这个，这个启示录啊这些东西，我好多时候会用不确定的话语来讲。
When I talk about Revelation, I try not to use the word that is very absolute.
好多时候我讲到呢是非常确定。
And sometimes when my message sometimes is very sure.
但是呢，在这些地方呢，我觉得我是不确定的。
But on this matter, I try not to make a.
让大家也知道，就是说好多东西不确定，我们需要来不断的来靠近神。
Because we are not very certain on many things, so we need to.
那关于讲到这个敌基督呢，我讲一点点故事。
So about Antichrist, I may share some stories.
那我有一个房客呢，他这个人非常的爱主。
I had a tenant who loves.
是一个原住民的姐妹。
And he's He's a First Nation, a sister.
他常常呢，神给他异象啊、异梦啊，好多东西。我跟他分享的，我觉得他好多东西是真的是从神来的灵兽。
She had dreams, visions. I talked with her. She really had this revelation from the Lord.
他也非常的爱主，到哪里他都要来见证主的名。
She loves the Lord wherever she goes. She shared she testified for her.
那我他给我讲到敌基督的时候呢，他有一些领受呢，给大家作为参考。
When she shared with me about Antichrist, I would like to share what she said.
他说他在一线里面看到呢，就是说敌基督呢今年43岁。
She said,
我给大家讲，就是说
she said
在作为参考。
She said,
但是我觉得他是非常认真的给我讲这些东西。
是敌基督四
敌基督43岁。
She said, Antichrist this year is 43 years old.
他是一个非常有智慧的人。
He's a wise man.
品行非常好的人。
He has very good virtue.
懂很多的语言。
And knows many languages.
所以呢，将来当他这个撒旦一直在不断的在培养他，当他登上历史舞台的时候呢，全世界的人都会来拥护他。
So Satan has been helping him and preparing him.So when the time comes, and a lot of leaders in the world will endorse him.
但是从根子里面来讲呢，他是反基督。
But in the foundation, real foundation of this man, actually he is antichrist.
他是要来取代基督，给这个世界经济、政治、宗教一个答案。
He wants to replace the Lord Christ, so that he will give the solution, the answers.To the world on the economy, a lot of things in this world.
因为人在经济、政治、宗教这一方面都没有答案，现在都在寻找一个答案。
Because people they have no answer, no solution on economy or religions or politics. They have no solution.
他会以他超人的智慧和超人的魅力。
But this Antichrist, he has this wonderful, amazing wisdom.
那最主要的是他的魅力会吸引很多人，他是一个来解决问题的人。
And the most importantly, this guy, and he has this charisma that can attract a lot of people.
就他比基督还基督。
And he looks like more Christ than Christ.
他的品行非常的好。
He has very good so-called.
能力非常的强。
He has great ability, capability.
我听了他奉献的呢，我觉得是对的，因为我过去也是这样的，神一直不断的给我去领受，就说这个 Antichrist 来的时候，最主要的是一个耶稣的代替品，并不是说来跟他直接敌对，而是代替品，就是一个 solution.
When she shared that, I agreed with her. And when Antichrist comes, and he will be here to function as a replacement for Christ.
就是他就是救赎主。
So he just played as a Christ, a savior.
那讲到这里呢，就是说大家要去怎么去分辨这样一个人呢
？So how could you discern?
那我们要来。这是第二种，就是说他其实根子里面是不认识主的，但是呢，他必要的时候会利用主的名来达到他的目的。
For the second kind, they know the name of the Lord. They will use the name of the Lord for their own purpose.
第三种情况呢是这个先知或者说他是神的仆人，是神真的仆人。
For the third kind, and they are true prophet, God's servant.
或者就是我讲到仆人呢，不仅仅是牧师，就是任何一个被神呼召、创建神的信息的人。
When I say God's servants, they are not necessarily pastors. Whoever truly follow God's word.
但是呢，因着软弱和生命里面这些问题呢，他会把错误的教导引到教会。
But because of weakness and many issues in their lives, they could bring false messages in.Church.
那这种教导呢，他会误导人。
But this teaching could accept.
但是这个人呢，他并不是假先知。
But honestly, they are not false prophets.
那假先知呢？前面讲的假先知呢？这个一种我们教会绝对要抵挡。
But the previous when I mentioned the second kind, those are false prophets, which we should deny them.
但是后面讲的这种呢，他是神真的呼召他，但是他不成熟。
But the third kind, they are true prophets, but they are maybe they are not mature yet.
就像大卫一样，他是被神真的呼召；扫罗呢，他是被神呼召他，他并不敬畏神。
Just like David, he truly has been called by the Lord, but
但是
not like Saul.
但是在大卫年轻的时候做的事情呢，一些事情呢，跟扫罗没有多大的区别。他有时候。气一上来就要杀人，差不多。
But in the young age, and King David, and he did many things like Saul did. He killed people.
但是在他们灵里面的深处是有完全是不一样的。
But in his heart, deep in his heart, it's different.
一个是属神的人，一个是不属神的人。
One belongs to God.
那这种情况我们要去分辨它。
So how do we discern them?
但是教会呢，很多时候因着我们不能分辨，把这些当假先知就处理了。
In church, many times we cannot discern. We just take them more as a prophet.
所以我们会把这个一些真的神的仆人，在他们不成熟的时候，就把他们杀掉了。
So we kill those who actually true prophets, but we kill them when they are not.
让他们受更多的伤。
So they receive.More hurts in their life.
有时候我们把假先知留在教会，把真先知不成熟的真先知呢就炸掉了。
Sometimes we keep the false prophets and kill the true prophets.
那这三种情况里面呢，我今天着重在第一种情况。
Well, these are three kinds of prophets. Today we'll talk about the first kind.
第一种就是他认得神的名。
And the first kind, they know the Lord's. His name.
他也认为他在服侍主
and they believe they are serving the Lord.
也在服侍教会
they're serving the church as well.
但是呢，是假先知
but they're false prophets.
就是耶稣在这里讲的
and as Jesus said here.
那圣经里面好多地方讲到不同情况的假先知，这里讲的这种假先知呢，就是在这个地方
but actually in the Bible, different kinds of false prophets have been mentioned, but here in this place.Talking about the particular kind, the first kind.
那为什么在前面讲到祷告以后，后面又讲到假先知呢
？But why Jesus just mentioned about prayer and now he talks about false prophets?
你知道我们的神呢，他真是听祷告的神。 他我们的事情他都会关心的。
Our God truly listened to our prayer. He cared our issues.
但是为什么好多人的祷告，好多人走的路呢？就是没有，最后就没有，觉得神不管我呢
？But when many prayers, you feel like they were not answered and God didn't look after us.
那其中一个原因就是因着假先知的缘故。
One of the reasons is that because of the false prophet.
假先知来呢，就是说他这里讲到是披着羊皮的狼，就是他并不顾念羊。
So the false prophets, they have the skin, sheep's skin, but they are wolf.
他自己有他自己的一个计划和 agenda， 一个目的。
They have their own agendas, their purpose.
不管是什么样的。
No matter what kind.
有的人不为利，但是他为民。
They don't care about fame, but they care about benefits.
有的人呢不为民，但是为利。
Some care about fame, not the benefits.
我记得曾经有一个人，他呢国内很有钱，到这里呢没事做，他是这个福建某个地方，他就说把那些人召集起来，他说我们搞一个同乡会，让我当会长好不好？我没事做，搞一个同乡会，我当会长，我出钱，我也当会长。
And there was a man from China, from Fujian province. And this guy, he had nothing to do. He said, "How about that we form a 同乡会
organization? Yes,
an organization for all those home people from the home country. We gather together as a group. So let me be the leader. I want to be the leader.
I also provided money. You guys don't need.、
Yeah.
那为什么呢？因为人其实都喜欢做点事情。
So we all would like to do something.
那这也是一种目的，就是他要达到他做事情的目的，
so、that's
被人认可的一种目的。
That's his purpose. He just want to do something to be recognized.
你想敌基督将来他知道他也不会上天堂，他为什么要做敌基督呢？
So think about
你就觉得很奇怪，对不对？
The Antichrist, they will not go to heaven. They know they will not go to heaven, but why they want to be Antichrist.
那所以呢，就是说这些情况呢，就是说这些人也是不自知的。
So they don't know for themselves.
那这种情况呢，我们要分辨的时候，有时候可以来帮助。那有的我们不一定能够来帮助到，因为这里面牵扯到一个问题呢，就是他本质上来讲，他已经定义为他自己了。
And when we discern, we try to help, but actually for these kind of people, they could not be helped because they already determined to do that, to go that way.
他不敬畏神，他不是说要寻求神给他的一种改变，生命的改变和生命里面的一种说我。敬畏神，我要我的罪让主耶稣来不断的来洁净，他不寻求这个东西。
They have no fear of God. They don't want to change to change their lives.
就像扫罗一样，他到哪里呢？他觉得还是要服侍神。
And they want to serve. They pretend.
They wanted to serve God.
Yeah, they wanted to serve God.
所以呢，他要提前，撒母耳没来的时候，要这个献祭的时候呢，他也献祭，他赶紧献祭。为什么？因为他还是觉得要服侍神，还是觉得要敬畏神，是不是
？When Samuel, when they were offering the sacrifice, he wanted to do that actually.
但是呢，他不听撒母耳，神通过撒母耳他讲的话。
But he didn't really obey the instruction given from Samuel.
就他不听神的话。
He didn't listen to.
他觉得他愿意服侍神，但是呢，他不听神的话。
He would like to serve God, but he just didn't want to serve.
那他不听神的话，当然带领别人的时候呢，也不管神的话，他按他自己感觉，让他自己的目的来做。
When they lead others, they don't really listen to God's word. They will not.
那所以我们看看另外一些经文讲到这种情况，就马太福音第十五章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 15.
十五章讲到一种情况。
In chapter 15,
一种情况就是人为什么，搞了半天祷告不被垂听。
There's a situation you prayed a lot, but it was not listened.
因为假先知。
Because of the false prophets.
我们看看这段故事呢在讲什么，就是十五章第一节到这个第九节。
verse 1 to 9。
那时有法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣，说你的门徒为什么放古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。
Then some Pharisees and teachers of the law come to Jesus from Jerusalem and ask, why do your disciples break the traditions of the elders? They do not wash their hands before they eat.
耶稣回答说，你们为什么因着你们的遗传放神的诫命呢？
Jesus replied, why do you break the command of God for the sake of your tradition?
神说当孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必致死他。
But God said,Only your father and mother, and anyone who curses his father or mother must be put to death.
你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉给你的，已经做了贡献。
But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God.
他就可以不孝敬父母。
He is not to honor his father.
这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition.
假冒为善的人呐，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的。
You hypocrites, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you.
他说：“这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的丰富当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。”
These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by man.
这里面就耶稣讲到一种情况，就是说，这个讲到法利赛人，当时的法利赛人呢，他们就是假先知。
So here Jesus talked about a situation, and in here he mentioned the Pharisees. They are false prophets.
他们有很多的传统，引进了一些传统，这样做那样做，这样遵守律法，那样遵守律法。
There were many traditions as a laws they need to follow this and that.
包括就是说吃饭前洗手这个。
And including washing hands before you eat.
我觉得吃饭前洗手是很棒的，在那时候就是很科学的。
To wash your hands before you eat.
是不是？很好的。
For the hygiene reason.
你想想，这两千多年前他们懂得洗手吃饭，今天疫情的时候，他们真的是真先知了。
2000 years ago, they know to wash your hand before eat. Actually, they sounds like a true prophets.
但是呢，他们说呢，就是来拿这个来定这个耶稣门徒的这种罪。
But they use this as a standard to judge Jesus.Disciples as a sinners.
最主要的是耶稣呢借着这个说，你们呢把神的诫命废了，把人的传统反而立起来，最后拜我也是枉然。
But Jesus said, you are following the tradition but nullify the word of God and worshiping the Lord, it's in vain.
他们就教导人家说，你把这个供养父母的钱如果奉献到圣殿里面来，听起来非常属灵啊，奉献到圣殿里面，你就不用来养活你的父母，不用来奉养你的父母了。
But they offer the money that is supposed to be given to the parents, but they offer the money to the temple as an excuse. They would not really help their parents.
那听起来蛮属灵的。
Doesn't that sound like really very holy? Like、
但是呢，耶稣说，
But the, Jesus,
神的话说是什么呢？神的话是这，你们要怎么样孝敬你的父母，对不对？
To honor your parents. This is the word of God.
神的话是要孝敬父母，咒骂父母的必致死他。这次耶稣就把神的话拿出来。
God's word here said, honor your parents, your father and mother. Otherwise, you those who curses their father and mother should be put to death.
就说你们把这个神的话废掉呢，把人的传统立起来。
But you nullify God's word and you set up human traditions.
你奉献金钱在圣殿里面是好的。
You offer money to the temple, which is good.
神并没有说把你奉献孝敬父母的拿出来。
But God didn't say you should offer the money that is supposed to help your parents.
其实神的话直说就是圣殿里面十一奉献做了，你在律法上就是金钱上面是完全的。
And if you tithe in law, you have fulfilled the law.
你如果有一百块钱，十分之一是十块钱，你奉献出来，还有十分之一可以孝敬父母，为什么又把另外十分之一也拿进来奉到教会去呢
？You have $100. Now you offer $10. But why do you use the other tenth that is supposed to help your parents? Now you give them to the temple.
那其实就是说，神的这个十一奉献的这个规律呢，就是说。十分之一在你留下九份给你使用你奉养父母是绝对没有问题的，对吧
？Though you tithe, but you still have 90% left. It's not hard for you to help your parents with the money.
那你如果很贫穷
，If you
我也只要你十分之一，我没有说你很贫穷，我就全拿来。
I only need your 10%. I didn't demand your full.
所以你不管是多贫穷多富有，你永远有钱可以奉献你奉养你的父母。
But whether poor or rich, you always have money to help your parents.
但是把你的奉养父母的拿来在借着这种属灵的借口呢做别的呢，这是神所非常不喜欢。
But you use the money that is supposed to be for your parents.You use the money and offer the money to the temple. That is something God doesn't.
这种类似的教导就是一些属灵的教导，听起来很属灵的教导。有时候我们在教会里面听起来是为了主，为了主，为了主做个这个，为了主做那个，但是呢，不是真正的理解神的心意的这种事情呢，神不悦纳。
So many things that sounds spiritual that you say.I do this for God, do this for God, but that actually they are not really doing it, pleasing the Lord.
我听台湾一个小组教会的牧师讲到一篇关于小组的道，他说有一段时间他们做小组啊，非常非常的热心，但是呢，最后发现叫做小组万岁，家庭破碎，因为大家都跑到小组里面去拼命，但没有家庭一点时间也没有。
And there was a brother from Taiwan who shared this message. They have been serving the small groups, actually they have been serving church's small groups for a long time, a lot. So it's like a long live, the,
long
small
live
group,
the small group,
but brokenness for the family.
因为呢，没有时间给家庭。
Because they have no time for their family.
那这就类似的一些东西呢，当我们这样去做，听起来像是神的东西，这里呢耶稣讲的就是把人的教导当成了神的诫命呢，听起来是神的东西。
So these sounded like God's teaching sound spiritual, but actually they are human traditions, not God's.
但是呢主说你拜我也是枉然。
You're worshiping meIs in vain.
拜神如果是枉然的话呢，你的祷告当然不被垂听。
If you worship is in vain, of course your prayer would not be listened.
如果拜神是枉然的话，你当然经历不到神。
If you worship doesn't help, of course you would not experience God.
所以这是一种情况呢，这一类的情况呢，就是把人的这个诫命呢。人的这种想法呢，加到里面去，把它借着神的名义加到里面去呢，最后人都经历不到神。
So this is one situation, and people they use the human traditions as a excuse, but actually they could not experience the Lord.
这神呢，看重他的话语。
So we must really look at His word, God's word.
那神呢，其实。除了他的话语以外，他真的不买别的账。
And God only follow His own word, will not other.
当然，我们圣灵感动我们的事情呢，就是说各方面现在也是要跟圣经要是相合的。
of course, our teaching should be should match what is taught in the Bible.
那这是一类情况，就是说法利赛人呢，就是说他们觉着他们在服侍神。
So here this is one situation that Pharisees, they thought they were worship, but they were serving God.
但是呢，神说我不认得你们。
But Jesus says, I don't know you.
而且说你们是披着羊皮的狼。
And you are wolves in sheep's skin.
那为什么呢？因为你真正把这些人的生命就夺去了。
Because you have taken the real lives.
当我们把人从神的道路上面带偏离的时候，就是把他的生命夺走。
When we lead people astray from God's way, God's word.
好多时候我们不知道我们一些教导，觉着哎，这很轻的一件事情。为什么耶稣讲就说你是披着羊皮的狼，那么严重吗
？We didn't know when we.Share this message that is not from God. We are false prophets. We are wolves in sheep's skin.
狼到羊群里面就是杀害的。
But the wolves come here. They are here to kill the lamb.
那么严重吗
？Is that serious?
那这个事情其实是很严重的。
This is serious.
因为在这个伊甸园里，在这个约翰福音第八章里面，耶稣说那个撒旦呢，起初就是杀人的，那是撒谎之父，起初就是杀人的。
And in John chapter 8, and Jesus mentioned actually Satan, he is the one who kills, he is the father.
他说起初就是杀人的。
He at the beginning he kills.
他起初撒旦做了什么
？What he did?
他只是骗了一下亚当而已嘛。说了一些话，就是让他偏离神的道而已嘛。
You deceived Adam.
你这么说他是杀人的呢
？Why did you say that he is the one who killed?
因为今天我们不认识神的时候，觉得知道这个不重要啊。我看到一些表面的东西，但深层的东西就是，当人偏离神的道路的时候，就是走向永恒的死亡，那是真正的杀害。
So, if you would lead people astray.From away from God's word, that's really something that you are you're killing people's life.
你没有杀他的肉体，但是杀他永恒的生命。
You don't kill the flesh, but you kill the eternal lives.
所以耶稣说你就是真正杀人的。
So Jesus said, "You are the true one who kills."
真正杀害人的是杀掉他的永恒的生命。
And the real one who kills.Kills the eternal life in them.
所以这是为什么耶稣看这些事情看得非常重。
So that's why Jesus said this is very important. Oh, 哪一位没有静音？
现在是几点了？
是那个 A Y 是哪一位？需要您静音一下。
OK， 好的。那我们再看一段经文，看这个马太福音二十三章，再次讲到这个法利赛。我们从十三节来看，十三节，二十三章十三节。23:13，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites!
因为你们正当人前把天国的门关了，自己不进去，正要进去的人，你们也不容他们进去。
You shut the kingdom of heaven in man's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to.
十四节。有的上面没有可能，你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们轻通寡妇的家产。假意做很长的祷告，所以要受更重的刑罚。你们这假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们走遍海洋陆地，勾引一个人入教，既入了教，却是他做地狱之子，比你们还加倍。
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You travel over the land and sing to win single convert, and when he becomes the one.You make him twice as much as a son of hell as you are.
那这里就讲到呢，就是说他们看起来在带领人在认识神，但是呢说他们勾引别人入教啊，将来做了地狱之子，比他们很厉害。
So here talking about Pharisees, they lead people, they make them a convert, but actually they make them somehow even worse.
那十六节间呢，你们这下眼零度的人有祸了，你们说方指着殿起誓的，这算不得什么，方是指着殿中的金子起誓的，他就该谨守。
And verse 16, woe to you blind guides, you say if anyone swells by the temple it means nothing, but if anyone swells by the gold of the temple he is bound by his oath.
你们这物质下眼的人呢，什么是大的呢，是金子呢，还是叫金子成圣的殿呢？
You blind fools, which is greater, the gold or the temple that makes the gold sacred?
你们有说方指着堂起誓的，这算不得什么，凡是指着堂上礼物起誓的，他就该谨守。
You also say, if anyone swells by the altar, or altar, it means nothing, but if anyone swells by the gift on him, he is bound by his oath.
你们这下眼的人呢，什么是大的，是礼物呢，还是叫礼物成圣的堂呢？
You blind man, which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred?
二十节，所以人指着堂起誓，就是指着堂和堂上一切所有的起誓。
Therefore, he who swells by the altar swells by it and by everything on it.
人指着殿起誓，就是指着殿和那住在殿里的起誓。
And he who swells by the temple swells by it and by the one who dwells in it.
人指着天起誓，就是指着神的宝座和那坐在上面的起誓。
And he who swells by heaven swells by God's throne and by the one who sits on it.
那二十六节讲到呢，二十六节，你这瞎眼的法利赛人，先洗净杯旁的里面，好叫外面也干净了。
Blind Pharisee, first be clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside also will be clean.
二十八节讲到，你们也是如此，在人面前。外面显出公义来，里面却装满了假善和不法的事。
On the outside, you appear to people as righteous, but on the inside, you are full of hypocrisy and wickedness.
这里基本上讲了一个呢，就是说，假冒为善这个词呢，就是基本上来讲，他们是在演员，在演，演给人看的。
And here are the word, hypocrisy. It means that you just act.
所以就是说本质上来讲，法利赛人当时呢就是存在极大的一个问题，他在表面上做给人看，敬拜神啊，什么虔诚啊，包括前面讲到奉献十分之一啊，这些都是做给人看，要人知道很重要。
So they acted like a devoted worshipper and they offered the money, all of these guys, but they just acted just in front of people.
但是神所强调的是里面的公义、怜悯和爱心。
But in their heart, righteousness and merciness, kindness, they don't have that.
其实这种情况，法利赛人的这种情况呢，就需要从里面再去分辨。我们真正的爱主才能分辨，因为他讲的好多东西听起来蛮对的。法利赛人讲的很多东西听起来都是蛮对的。往合圣经的。
For the Pharisees, and when you discern, you need to look at their hearts. But their words, they sound like quite reasonable. But need to look at their hearts.
对，所以这方面呢，我们真的要亲近神，才能够来分辨。
So we need to come to the Lord, get close to Him, so that we can discern well.
还有一段经文，我们来读一下，是在这个《生命记》第十三章。
Deuteronomy 13章。Chapter 13.
这里讲到假先知的一种情况。
And here it talks about another case of false prophets.
说你们中间若有先知或是做梦的起来，向你献个生祭祭祀。
And one of you, if you are prophets, maybe you can perform miracles.If a prophet or one who tells of the fortunes by dreams, appears among you and announces to you a miracle, a sign or wonder.
对你说，我们去随从你素来所不认识的别神侍奉他吧。他所显的神迹奇事虽有应验，你也不可听那先知或是那做梦之人的话，因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们，要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神，不是。
And if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place, and he says, "Let us follow other gods, and let us worship them," you must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul.
第四节，你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，专靠他。
It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his commands and obey him, serve him, and hold fast to him.
那先知或是做梦的，既用言语碰你那领你们出埃及地、救赎你脱离卑奴之家的耶和华你们的神，要勾引你们离开耶和华你神所吩咐你所行的道，以便践踏致死，这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。
That prophet or dreamer must be put to death because he preached rebellion against the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. He has tried to turn you from the way the Lord your God commanded you to follow. You must purge the evil from among you.
那个时候在摩西的时代呢，就说这些假先知是要致死。
So in Moses' time, those false prophets should be put to death.
也就是说这种情形呢是非常非常的严重。
In those cases, this is serious.
那为什么那么严重呢？
Why is that serious?
刚才我讲了，就是说当人要引神的百姓离开神的道的时候，就要离开生命之道，就是杀人。
As I mentioned, when those people led God's children out of the way of the Lord, they are leading them out of God's life.
所以是非常严重的，在清洁是非常严重的。
It is serious.
这里的这种情况，你发现呢，很特别。特别在什么地方呢？就是先知呢，他做梦啊、异象，会有第一个会有神迹奇事。
So here, one thing is very special, that they have dreams and visions, and they have miracles.
而且呢，这个神迹奇事啊，会应验。
And those miracles really took place.
啊、嗯，这里讲到的就是说，
here,
他会应验，虽有应验啊。第二节讲，他说上的神迹奇事虽有应验，都会应验的。
They really took place, those miracles.
那好多时候我们区分真假先知的话，是不是一这应验就是真先知了？是不是
？But isn't this your way? Isn't this the way that you you recognize those person as a true prophet? You want to watch the miracles?
是的，应验这件事情在区分真假先知是非常重要的，但是不是最重要的。
Yeah, of course, if the miracle really took place, and that is one factor, you would use.
你如果读到过去这个这个电话是那个诈骗电话诈骗谁都不认
This is a scam
讲到哪里了先知被引诱了
讲神迹奇事
他这里真的是应验了啊都有神迹奇事会出现
And truly those miracles took place
要说这不是从神来的吗
Is it from God?
但是呢神在这里说什么
But here God says
说是你不可听从那先知或是那做梦之人的话如果他要通过这些神迹奇事带领你去侍奉别的神
So you should not listen to them if they are here to lead youto other gods.
啊，或者他带领你们来离开耶和华你神所吩咐你行的道，第五节讲到。
They lead you to go to other ways that is not given to you from God.
那这是不是从神来的呢
？Is it from God?
那神是这样说的，他说呢。
God says here.
因为这是耶和华你们的神试验你们。
Because this is the Lord who is testing you to find out.
要知道你们是尽心尽性爱耶和华你们的神，不是。
To test you, to find out whether you worship in the true heart.
你讲到这里的时候，你就说这神怎么拿这个东西来试验我们
？So why God test us using this？
今天早上我们读经的时候，读到这个，读到诗篇六十几篇，也是有讲到神来试验我们。
Do you read a song that's also mentioned that how the Lord test us？
有时候我们读这些话的时候，觉着跟我们所认识的耶稣是不一致的。
Sometimes when you read these messages, these passages, you may find they are a little different from what Jesus taught.
神怎么会拿这些东西来试验我们？试验他的孩子是不是很残忍呢
？Why God tested us using this? This sounds a little unreasonable.
You are not responsible. You just translate what I say. I'm responsible. 神呢，我们好多时候呢把神啊就美化了，就是好像把他要装扮一下。
And sometimes you want to beautify God.
神不需要我们去美化他。
God doesn't need us to beautify him.
神是创造天地的神。
God is the one who created heaven and earth.
在圣经里面讲的清楚，他是人活是人死的神。
And the Bible says he is a God of those who live and those who die.
He make people live and make people die.
It's quite different.
所以就是说我们呢，就是认识神的时候一定要敬畏他。
So we should revere him.
哎，但我们 fear him， 就真的要敬畏他。所以好多人在我们在解释敬畏的时候呢，说哦要 fear him， 哦是要敬重他这个那个。其实原文从旧约里面开始，从以撒亚伯拉罕开始，就是要害怕他。
So when you say fear God, probably you want to like to say mean that means revere. But actually in Isaiah, so
I 现在旧约里面、新约里面都是就是要害怕他。
In New Testament, actually the word means you really fear him.
神是创造天地的神。
He is the one who created heaven and earth.
所以呢，他做什么事情呢？他不跟我们商量。
Whatever he does, he did. He does not need to counsel from us.
所以呢，我们今天为什么我们一直高举耶稣的名？因为我们来到神的里面呢，是一个恩典，完全的一个怜悯。
So today we lift our the name of the Lord, but we need His mercy.
那将来我们读到启示录的时候，那个审判来临的时候，那不是一般的审判。
When you read Revelation, and that mentions the judgment, that judgment is not just.
所以那圣经里面讲到呢，就是说
light judgment.
所以圣经里面讲到启示录里面讲到这些审判来临的时候呢，好多人会 curse God， 他们会咒诅神，为什么？他们认为神不该这样做。
Many people when they face judgment they will curse God because they will say this is unreasonable，
因为
it's not fair，
因为真的是我们这个教导的人要悔改，我们成为了假先知，让人认为呢神就是说我们什么的过犯都不用看了。That's wrong.
But we really need to look at what we have been teaching, and we may say this thing or that thing is not that serious. But
但是呢，我们今天能够有福气来到这个神的里面，称为儿子，是因着耶稣。
But today we come to God, we can be their children because of Jesus.
所以我们今天要耶稣来担当我们的罪呢，还是要我们自己要走自己的路？
So we need Jesus who take our sins away, or we we just walk on our own way.
所以我们今天讲这些的目的呢，就是说我们一定要来防备假先知。
So today my message is that we need to watch out the false prophets.
我们自己也要小心，我们自己不要成为假先知。
We also need to be careful that we must not be the false prophets.
因为对神来说，这是一件非常严肃的事情。
Because this is serious in God's eyes.
因为在这末世的时候，就说我们是不是要离开这生命之道。
In the end time, are we leaving the real way of the true life?
我们是要进在窄门还是进在宽门？
Are we entering the wide gate or the narrow gate?
我们走那个窄门得到生命呢，还是走那个宽门，要走大家所走的路？
Are we willing to enter the narrow gate for the eternal life or entering the wide gate following everyone else?
所以我们今天讲到这种情况呢，就是说愿神呢，给我们这样一个分辨的能力。
We need the grace of God to give us this discernment.
这种分辨的能力从哪里来？
And how do we have this good discernment?
就是我们真正认他为主。
That is, we need to know Him.
真正认他为我们的，降服在他的面前，让他来做我们的主。
We bow down before Him.Really accept him as our Lord.
对他的话语要来认真。
And we need to take his word serious.
我们要真的来爱主耶稣。
We need to love our Lord Jesus.
当我们真正爱主的时候，贴近他的心的时候，我们就有那个分辨。
When we love him, get close to him, we will have the discernment.
我就想想，就是说我回过去回国的时候，我在街上跟我妈妈出去啊，那个嘈杂的地方去买菜啊。
When I was back in China, I visited my family there. I was looking at there was grass on the ground.
就是在那个嘈杂的集市上面，我们去买东西的时候。
哦，我想起嘈，在in a on the streets, busy streets.
但如果我妈妈叫我的时候呢，我肯定能够听出来。
Though.It's busy, a lot of people, very crowded in the streets, but if my mom called me, I could recognize it right away. Because the voice is very familiar to me. It's familiar because you have this feeling.And this is the love that has been accumulated through all these years.
所以圣经上也讲呢，就是我们今天要来在那个做聪明的童女，在灯里面要来预备那个油。
So we must be the wise virgin, as Jesus mentioned, who prepare enough oil in the lamp.
所以将来我们能不能分辨，就是我们跟主的这样一个关系里面，我们要不断的来让神的生命在我们里面成长，我们来对付我们自己的肉体和罪。
So, how to have a good discernment? It is that we need to come close to the Lord and let Him to deal with our life.
就像马太福音第十三章的四种土壤里面，我们要做那个最后的那种好土壤。那前面几种土壤呢，要么扎不了根，下面全是石头；要么有好多的荆棘给挤住了。
And as Jesus said in the book of Matthew, and he mentioned the four kinds of soils, and we must be the fourth kind, and we will not be those soil. There are many stones or thorn bushes.
如果我们的里面有这种石头的话，我们就要拿去，揪出来拿去。
If we have stones in our heart, we ask our Lord to take those stones away.
那种石头就是它不断的阻止，在某个地方阻止那个根扎下去。如果神的话走到那个地方，你就不想让它往下走的时候，那就是一个石头。你读了圣经的话，那个地方你就发现想绕过去，那就是一个石头，你要拿走。
And those stones would block your seed to take a root. But if you know it, when you read the Bible, when you read the Word of God, you don't want.To go deeper, you want to go around, but that right there is the stone you need to deal with.
所以我们就祷告神呢，要把这个来拿走。
You pray to our God that He would take the stone away.
那如果有荆棘记住我们，我们也要来祷告，让那个荆棘，金钱的诱惑，圣经里面讲，今生的思虑，特别讲到。
If we have this thorn bushes, they are your worries about money or those issues in this world. We need to take them away.
那第三种土壤里面特别讲到的就是说，这个是今生的忧虑和金钱的迷惑，还有在路加福音讲的呢，宴乐啊，就吃吃喝喝。
Here the third kind of soil, and here mentions the thorn bushes. Actually, they are the deception of money and your worry in this world, and also they are.Debauchery. Yeah, they are debauchery.
就是这些东西呢，当我们我们常常要来把我们怎么样挣钱，怎么样花钱，我们的流虑都要带到主的面前，让主来常常的来加给我们力量，来完全的自由，从这里面得自由。
We have been thinking about how to make money, and we have all these worries, but we need to bring all these worry to.God, so that He will strengthen us, so that He will grant us this freedom.
当我们吃吃喝喝，神给我们祝福的时候，吃吃喝喝的时候，越吃越好的时候，我们要想到，把时间怎么样花在神的面前。
When you drink well, you eat well, but we need to spend time to come to the Lord.
你知道，好多时候神给我们的祝福，反而会成为我们亲近神的阻拦吗？
But many times, do you know that when you are doing well, actually they could be a situation. They could be a situation that block you to come close to the Lord.
那所以我们也要警醒，因为好多时候神给我们祝福了，哎呀，感谢神啊，生活也过好了，儿女也好了，各方面都好了，吃吃喝喝了。哎呀，那个，天天化为星的时间远远超过祷告的时间。哎呀，我的朋友又多了。哎呀，这个圈里面买什么好吃的，那个圈里面买那个好的，啊，哇，这个房子我们再看看能不能再多买一个。
So we must watch out, and you may think, oh, my life is so good now. Now I, my families are good, they eat well, and you maybe check on your social media.And you look at this group and that group, and you want to buy this, you want to buy that, you are proud of your house, things like that.
过去的话，早上起来生活困难，说祷告神啊，祷告神啊，神啊，怜悯我，怜悯我，祷告一小时，两小时都不知不觉过去了，流泪祷告读圣经。
But in the old times, when you're going through the difficulties, you are praying, you are asking God of mercy and mercy, and you were weeping and crying and just.One hour is gone. You still don't feel enough.
那现在呢？发现，哎呦，主啊，我想把这个微信回一下，想把那个回一下。我再亲近你。
I still need time to answer this message from my subject.
哦，一看，哦，11:30了。OK， 吃饭，炒菜。
Oh, 11:30 now. Okay, time to cook for lunch.
我怎么我不是在说姐妹啊？有时候弟兄也炒菜。
I'm not talking about only sisters, actually.
那这些情况我也会出现的。好多时候早上起来有好多的 distraction.
So many times you have these distractions.
那所以呢，我们要不断的来培养我们自己，就是说真的把亲近主放在第一位。
So we need to train our heart to follow God and put Him at first.
哈利路亚，我们先来祷告，我们来领圣餐，我们再来分享。
Pray and we'll take communion together, and then we'll share.
主啊，我们天上的父亲，我们感谢你。
Heaven, we thank you.
主啊，你的话立定在天。
Your word is established in heaven and on earth.
主啊，你见到祷告，你必垂听。
You said you listen to prayers.
你也要让我们来进那窄门。
You asking us to enter the narrow gate.
也讲到要我们防备假先知。
You asked us to watch out the false prophets.
主啊，是的，主你来保守我们，真正的走在那蒙福的道路上面。
So we'll walk on the way to the real blessings.
这个蒙福不是短暂的祝福，而是永久的祝福。
Not short-term blessings, but the long-term blessing.
主啊，你说人若撞得全世界，如果赔上他自己的生命，又有什么益处？
If one who has has winned the whole world but they lose their lives, what good is it?
用那什么去换他的性命呢？
What could exchange for his life?
主啊，让我们真的把你的话来当话。
Lord, let's take your word serious.
让我们真的知道你就是全地的主。
That we know you are the Lord of heaven and earth.
没有什么东西好处在你的以外。
There is nothing that is good is out of you.
没有什么主能够别的神可以来代替你。
There is nothing other gods can replace you.
主啊，如果没有你，这世上的一切都将是把我们会引向歧路。
This without you, this world could lead us astray.
主啊，在以后的日子里面，求你来保守我们的心，保守我们的眼睛，来单单的仰望你。
In the end time, we pray that Lord protect our eyes so that we will look upon you.
让我们紧紧的来跟随你。
That we will follow you.
开我们的心眼，让我们认识你的道。
Open our eyes, we will recognize your word.
主啊，你让我们的生命里面，让我们定义来行你的道。
In our life, we will follow your way.
主啊，我们做不到的，主啊，我们求你圣灵来帮助我们。
If we have weakness and we cannot follow, may you help us.
谢谢你，你说你来不是为审判而来，是为拯救而来。今天是拯救的日子，主啊。
You said you are not here to judge, but here to save us. Today is the time for salvation.
今天我们再次的来到你的跟前，主啊，我们来祷告在你面前。
Once again, we come to you. We pray in front of you.
主啊，我们的罪，你都来，求你来鉴察，求你来赦免。
God discern in us, so we know our sins.
主啊，是的，主，我们也愿意来悔改，过转向你。
We are here, willing to repent and coming back to you.
行你的道。
Follow your way.
主啊，是的，主，我们感谢你，赞美你，愿你的圣灵再次的来充满我们。
May your spirit fill in us once again.
我们再次说，我们不靠自己，而是靠的是你。
And once again, we will say, this is not by us, but by you.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们再次的宣告，主啊，耶稣为我们的主。
We will say that Jesus is our Lord.
哦，主啊，耶稣赐我们生命。
Jesus has given us life.
耶稣赐我们灵里的自由。
He has given us this freedom.
耶稣赐给我们勇气和力量。
And the strength.
Amen.
哦，所以一切都来自于你。
Everything is from you.
将一切的荣耀归给你。
We give you all the glories.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.